Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to episode 48 of One Piece Dungeons and Dragons. Good morning, Noble. He's just woken up again. Another fun shout out. Nope. What was the name of your editor again?
It's Chino. It's Chino.
Chino. Shout out Chino for calling Noble to wake them up. It was a whole arc, but he's here now. We're all here. We're back from a small little break. We're actually going to be doing two episodes in a row. We'll do this episode this week and then an episode next week before getting back to a regular schedule for a little bit before my tour. Again, plugging my tour in this, go to rustismusic.com/events. I'll be on the West Coast performing music live if you want to come and meet me and see me rap in person. Very exciting. Do you guys have anything you want to promote at the start of this episode?
Hey, Rustage is going on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
He's a musician. He's pretty good at it. You should go check him out. Yeah.
Also,
yeah, feel awful if you don't see him.
Happy 48th birthday, Noble.
Yeah, old man.
Noble, we got to the point where I went into Sif's live stream because I thought she might have had your number because she visited you. So I was like, oh, maybe she has your number. Let's go in there.
She has my number.
We were grasping at straws, man.
We were literally just trying everything. We tried. I tweeted at you and Ashley. I'm like, Noble, wake up. Ashley, wake his ass up.
She's actually not with me. So yeah, she would have.
That's so funny. Okay, well, good morning, everyone. An incredible day. Yes. It's 8 p.m. for me, but good morning, everyone. Where we last left our incredible crew, the Devils Like Pirates, they were fighting B-Boy and his gang in the arena. Sorry, Bumblebeard and his gang. B-Boy was just a member of that crew. But Captain Bumblebeard in Dane Goodman's arena. You guys remember Captain Bumblebeard, right? Refresher, yep. Bumblebeard.
I liked him. William liked him. He just had that big beard. Yeah,
Bumblebeard, the Nectar Wizard, Hurty, B-Boy, and Dirge McStab. Dirge McStab has been knocked out, but there is still Bees and Honey in the center, which is constantly attacking Duros and Ragnar and William. Mm-hmm. And Pearl just got grabbed on her ankle by B-Boy Unleashed. But it is now Duros' turn. So Duros, you start.
That's why we couldn't start the episode.
Yeah, we needed you.
Oh, that was me.
It was you. So actually, you are out of the bees, but you are in the honey.
I was on the outer ring. Yes.
You're in the honey, but out of the bees.
We killed McStab.
McStab is unconscious.
No, we knocked him out.
You knocked him out.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Yes. We killed B-Boy, but apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not. So I'm going to try and make my way out of the honey and go towards Bumblebeard.
Mm-hmm. There's right a red square here, and I can't remember what that was.
I don't know.
It was fire.
Oh, no, it wasn't fire. No, that was no.
The red
this is
the bees.
No, the red circle is the bees. The red square is Tekking's... William's spiky things on the ground.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah, because I threw out, like, spike quartz. I have the quartz fruit, so I threw out, like, caltrops made of quartz.
All right, so
like,
you're going to be walking through William's...
Did they break it? I thought they broke it or something, didn't they? I don't remember.
All right, William.
Let's just say there are traps on the floor. There's honey and there's fucking
literal traps everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. All I'm saying,
Duros. I use spikes. Yeah. For
who's
Pokemon
got rapid
terms.
Speed?
I use spikes. There
okay.
You go, yeah.
So Duros, to walk towards.
It's not like I can move very quickly.
Well, Duros, I just need you to do a strength check to see if you can move through this honey properly.
Right. Let's just do a strength check. Fine.
Holy moly! Yeah! Holy moly! And Noble may be asleep, but Duros is wide awake. Duros is... That's a critical hit. Okay,
right,
yeah.
Right.
You know what? So that strength check is so good. Fuck William's fucking caltrops
on
the ground.
You just step right on the caltrops. Yeah, you're wearing armor anyway.
Duros, you,
even,
take,
yeah.
you take
Don't
one step. Yeah. One big step and you just step through all of it. You crush him. You're now standing, I assume, next to Bumblebeard is where you wanted to go, right?
Yes, Bumblebeard.
Bumblebeard goes, oh, that was very impressive.
Why, thank you. You're very impressive with your beast too, sir.
Thank you. I've named all of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's the problem, though? You stuck them on my crew, so I'm going to have to wallop you just a little bit now. I hope that you don't mind.
It's all fair competition, isn't it?
Oh. Why is it so wholesome?
This man, he's a good man. But here I come.
They just engage in a compliment battle between each other.
Yes, I'm going to try and, I don't want to do anything too mean to him, so I'm just going to, like, trip him, like, he's a very, very delightful fellow. Let's just see if I can hit him at least once. Does that hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, well, I will try and trip him then. We'll say he has to make a DC of, I think it's 17 or 18 now. What's
my God, for dexterity?
Yes, because I just leveled up and my proficiency went up.
Captain yes. Bumblebeard. Dex saving throw?
Yes.
He got a 16.
No, strength. Strength.
Oh, strength saving throw?
Yes.
He's better at that. He got a 10.
Not better at that.
Not better at that. All right.
Not in this instance.
He would be knocked flat on his bottoms.
All right. So, yeah, you trip him up.
And now I get advantage on slapping his butt cheeks. Right. Here we are.
Do the damage for the first sword.
The first damage.
Because you also get the D8 on it as well.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, wait, no, I have the maneuver. That's right. You gave it to me. Aha! If it will... Did it work?
No, well, it won't work now. Oh!
Okay,
oh,
there we go.
There you go. It's D10. There you go. Perfect.
Perfect.
Sweet. So he falls up. Do the rest of the damage. I'll add it all up at the end.
Yes, yes. Let's just keep smacking his butt.
Yeah, you hit him. You hit him again.
Right.
So you fucking trip this Bumblebeard boy up. He's on the ground. He's jamming your sword straight into his back,
I really
assume.
Like 8, for whatever reason.
Eight is my favorite number.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a lot of damage.
You've redeemed yourself. He was gone, but he comes back and just wrecks the final boss.
The final boss.
Not really wrecked. He's still quite good.
The final boss for this round.
Oh, ow. Yes. Ow, that hurts. That wasn't very nice of you, Duros.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I forgive you.
I want an action surge right now because I'm not sure how much we're going to have to do.
That's up to you. Are you going to action surge?
No, probably not.
Okay. Dershowitz Stab is unconscious. Ragnar, you're up.
Oh, this honey is so delicious. I think I'm going to...
Start eating it.
I've been eating it for so long. Even last round.
Oh, the nectar wizard like winks at you. Like you like to eat my honey, huh?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm gonna try to walk through the honey and the traps. I should be able to avoid the bees by like cutting the corner, you know.
All right. Yeah, you should be able to. You would avoid the bees, but you're still in honey. I need to do a strength check to see if you could wade through this honey.
Okay.
With advantage because you are raging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are bear boy raging.
Yeah, we always forget that.
So do it with advantage. Yeah, you get through that honey nice and good.
What about the traps? I do have to walk through the traps as well. What should I roll for that?
The traps is just that area. When you walk through it, you just take damage. I just can't remember how much damage it does. Did anyone else get damaged by those traps, William?
No, but I think it's just caltrops, like an actual like D&D item thing. I could look it up. Hold on.
Okay.
It's true. I think you did rule it as caltrops or something.
Yeah, it's just like the equivalent.
Hold on, I have
no. No, it wasn't. We ruled it as that one spell, like spike growth.
Oh, right. Spike growth. Yeah. Because I remember I have a cleric and he does that, so yeah.
Spike growth. 2d4 damage.
Perfect. There
for,
we go.
For every 5 feet you travel, but you're cutting the corner of it, so
you're
only traveling 5 feet.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So 6 damage, Ragnar, you take, but you take half of that, so 3.
I should
Sorry,
I,
Ragnar.
I, That's okay. I should really start wearing some shoes one of these days.
Oh, God, yeah. You're just stepping on sharpened pieces of crystal. Like,
that's
a really good
point. You really should wear shoes.
I'm a barbarian. Barefoot.
Wait, you don't have shoes, Ragnar?
No. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even be wearing this to cover my my nether regions.
Oh.
Ragnar would just be cock out all day.
All day, baby.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. All right, Bumblebeard. Let's put this round to an end. I am in bear form. I remember turning into it because bears like honey. It makes sense.
Yes. Bumblebeard is on the ground.
With advantage, then.
Yes.
Three big boy's wings.
Go ahead. Hits. Good. Hits. Hits.
Oh! Ho, ho.
Holy shit.
This is going to be a boatload of damage.
Oh, my God. Those are big rolls.
That's a lot of damage.
Damage.
53.
Oh, howdy.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. 53. You just cut into him. Holy shit.
Non-lethally, so like two swings lethally, I guess, and then the last one.
What if you killed him on that second swing?
Reinhardt's a pretty good judge. He's like, he's still full health. If he dies,
I'm going to lethally shoot you twice with this handgun, but the last round, that'll be non-lethal.
I'm going to aim straight for your fucking head. Until I feel like you can take it, then I'll aim for your leg. All
right. Like, I imagine he's like sitting on his back right now. I swing twice at his chest, and then I'm like, oh, he looks kind of weak. Bonk.
All right. Yeah, he is now bleeding out. He's still up, like he's still alive and not unconscious. But he's kind of grinning up at you. Like, oh. And then he looks over at the Nectar Wizard and goes, show him what it's like, honey.
Did someone say honey?
It's the Nectar Wizard's turn. The Nectar Wizard looks at Ragnar and Duros. I'm going to leave them in a sticky situation. She's going to fire off a honey shot towards Duros and a honey shot towards Ragnar. Two of them coming at you guys, flying. First one critically misses Duros. Holy
shit. That means
it
hits him.
It means
it hits Bumblebeard.
Yeah, it probably would just hit Bumblebeard. So, the Nectar Monster just down on, like, Bumblebeard. We'll do Ragnar. They both... Ragnar, you're going to take 16 damage. Well, I need you to... Huh?
No, I'm going to try and protect him.
Oh.
He is right next to me.
Oh, right, go ahead, Duros.
He's so noble.
He is right next to me, so I need to roll a 1d4.
Well, it imposes disadvantage, so we'll roll again.
Yes, disadvantage.
28 still hits.
Nothing I can do. Sorry, friend.
Zawolfo comes out and is like, actually, I don't really like honey that much. Let me go back. I'm a honey phobic. Let me.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. I hated Winnie the Pooh. Okay, so Ragnar, you get hit by this shot of honey. And I need you, Ragnar, to do me a strength saving throw.
Also with advantage?
Yeah, I guess you do because you are raging. Oh, you're good then.
It didn't matter.
So you are not. You just get hit with a blast of honey. It does the 16 damage. That isn't half, by the way, because it's honey damage.
I try to catch it with my mouth.
I don't want to say that it isn't bludgeoning damage. It's honey damage, so it's not halved. Okay. All right.
Okay, that's fair.
I would consider it like magical force damage, actually. So you just take that 16 damage.
Oh, 16, there we go.
But you are not pinned to the ground, but Bumblebeard will have to do a strength save. Does he have disadvantage because he's already on the ground?
He's on the ground, yeah.
Does he have disadvantage to this strength? I'm just going to say he does.
I don't know the rules on that one.
9. So Bumblebeard is now trapped... under a little sheet of honey.
That's not good.
Okay.
Bumblebeard looks
all right down there, friend.
This has not gone according to plan, I have to admit.
Hey, Bumblebeard, looks like you're in a sticky situation.
This man, Ragnar.
That is very funny, but I do not appreciate it.
It was done by your own honey. You get it? That's your girlfriend? That's your honey? All right.
Oh, no. the Nectar Wizard goes, we're not together.
Oh, you're not?
I'm his first mate, but I'm not his first mate.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to make an interruption.
Yeah, I mean, they had a kid. Yeah, I thought that that was their son or something.
No, my bad.
This is.
I apologize.
You're talking about B-Boy?
You guys are making a lot of assumptions right now, Drew.
Yeah, no. Me and Bubblebeard? Ugh, gross.
Oh god, poor Bubblebeard, he's taking so much damage. He's on his back, bleeding out.
Can you take one point of just psychological damage?
Oh god.
Bubblebeard's on the
psychic damage. Damn.
Bubblebeard's on the ground like, maybe I should start my villain arc now, actually. I think. well, yeah, I guess that's her turn. It is now B-Boy Unleashed's turn. B-Boy looks over to Ragnar. Oh, and B-Boy's on Pearl. B-Boy looks up to Pearl.
Bzz, bzz. You thought you killed me, you dragon wench. But I am B-Boy Unleashed. And I am the strongest man in the world.
Oh my.
Shit.
Hey, what did you just say?
Oh!
you just said it right next to Ragnar. That's actually a very good... It's not even that strong, but he got those good rolls. So he, like, stings Pearl for 18 damage.
No!
Holy shiz.
And Pearl goes, oh, no! And, like, he's grabbing Pearl and trying to drag her down as well. And they're tussling in midair. Verona, it's your turn.
Okay, so Verona is basically outside of where all this stuff is happening. He can look to the center and just see all the bees swarm around all the honey. Nah, I'm not doing that. So I'm on the outside, and Hurdy is also on the outside.
Yes.
So the plan is, I'm running over to hurt Hurdy. So I'm just going to unload 3 shots right into him.
Of course.
Oh my god.
It's not a Verona shot without a miss.
All right.
What is happening?
I genuinely thought, wow, these guys are doing so... They're so much luckier than last
time. 2 out of 3, I'll take it. That is doing good.
I mean, you could fail with...
Verona's kind of shaking right now, right? There's a lot he doesn't like going on in this battle right now. He's a little intimidated.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Verona, as you take your shots, you hear from the audience, no, please, Verona, I loved them. And then do your damage.
Wait, do I hit any of these, or just
you,
the...
You hit the first and third critical one.
Oh, all right.
Well, the first and third, not the middle one. Well, you roll three times. Well, doesn't matter.
Will it end up hitting somebody else? Like, I don't know.
Oh, wait, we'll get to that in a second. Your first shot hits Hurdy and destroys him. He had, like, no hit points, because he's similar to Healy, where he has no hit points. So you just hit him with a bullet, and it just... he just explodes into scrap metal.
Shit!
Oh, my God.
All right.
The second
Last
bullet...
cannon.
I don't even know what's gonna... Yeah, the second bullet just goes into the audience again and just hits some random person.
Oh my god!
And the third one hits the body of exploded Hurdy, just the scrap metal. And you hear in the audience both the screams of the person that you hit and also Healy going, no! but there you go, Hurdy's dead.
Hey...
Healy's in the crowd. He can go heal whoever got shot. There you go.
Not Hurdy, though.
No, because Hurdy's a robot.
Yeah. Maybe.
And it was a normal civilian, 12 piercing damage.
We
oh, yeah, they actually scooped their head clean off.
I'm sure we could fix Hurdy.
But people cheer as you shoot people in the audience, Verona. They think it's fun.
They love me.
We gave them a trinket of the arena.
Okay, William, you're starting in the insects, so I need you to do a... I think it's just a dexterity saving throw.
But I also am covered head to foot in that Iron Man diamond head armor.
Didn't we rule that made it so that they couldn't hurt you anymore?
Yeah, I think they did, because, like, you know, I'm wearing, like, I'm armored up, so
true.
I don't know
it's not like bees can sting that.
Armor. The bees are, like, trying to get into it, but they can't get through.
So I'm going to attempt to move forward here.
Yeah, you gotta do that strength.
Like right about here. So I gotta do. Actually, I'm gonna move a little bit down because I'm actually gonna attack B-Boy. But all I have to roll for strength, right?
Yeah, roll for strength.
Okay.
All right. 14. You cannot. No, that is not enough.
All right, so I go back.
You go back. So you're like stuck in this honey.
Right, but I could still use a ranged attack with the Gatling. They're like
fire
off the quartz. I'm gonna aim it at B-Boy.
All right, aim it at B-Boy.
All righty. Devil fruit attack. Let's go. 19.
You hit B-Boy.
All right.
What is that 20? Oh.
Because it's a sneak attack? Oh, yeah, because Pearl is right next to him. It does count as a sneak attack attack. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna fucking kill B-Boy.
Okay, let's go!
He's dead for a second time. So
just gets impaled with a bunch of quartz arrows. He's like, yeah.
He's like mid-monologue to Pearl. He's like, you could never kill me. I'm the strongest insect on this... And he just get pinned against the ground.
Quit bugging me, kid.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not great at puns, guys, all right?
That was Captain's first good pun. Let's go.
It's his pun. Everyone's punning up to good.
Wow. Well, there you go. He's dead.
See? William doesn't just kill old people. I clearly just killed a child. There we have it.
It all evens out, doesn't it?
Imagine
Captain?
William being in court and someone says, like, you're on the case for killing this old man, and William's like, hold on a second, I also killed a child. I'm choking.
My fucking coffee went down my wrong pipe there. All right, proceed.
I mean, William, if we were to average out all the people that you've killed, the average age would still probably be over 55.
Yeah, the average age got brought down from like 80 to now like 50. So there we go.
Holy shit.
Or something. I don't know how averages work.
Who delivered the final blow on like immortal evil Duros? I can't actually remember.
It was me.
It was you.
Yeah,
all right. So
killed
the
evil Duros.
The average age of Duros' enemies is the highest because it would be in the hundreds.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Happy 48th birthday, by the way, Duros. You better watch out.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, William, you gonna do anything else?
I don't think. Can I do? Oh, okay. Here's an idea. Could I make a trail of quartz on the ground so I could walk over it easier? Or would that be an extra action?
Yeah, that would be like an action thing. But
yeah, okay, we'll future. Worry about it next time then. Yeah, next time. All right, that's
Bumblebeard's turn. So Bumblebeard's on the ground.
On top of it.
And Durrell are just looking down on him.
He's going to make the saving throw at the end of his turn. But he can still control his bees. He does that with his mind.
All right, that's fair.
So all of the bees behind you form into a giant fist. And Duros, it's going to come down and, like, punch you.
It doesn't hit, though.
It wasn't supposed to be rolled with disadvantage, so it is a 27. I just had disadvantage on by a mistake. The bees don't have disadvantage. So 27 does hit.
Fair enough.
Duros, a swarm of bees comes down and hit you for 17 damage.
Oh,
and then another huge bee fist is going to come up and hit Ragnar. Anyway, right, the next bees miss you anyway, Ragnar. 13 doesn't hit, I assume.
You think those bees could pierce these muscles? Please.
Honestly, I'm starting to doubt it myself. Now he's going to do a strength save to see if he can get out of the... with disadvantage to see if he can get out of the fucking honey. He does.
Ooh-wee.
He breaks out of the honey. And then...
damn.
But he's still on the ground because he wasn't able to do any movement this turn. So Hurty's dead. Pearl is up. Pearl goes, Captain, Ragnar, should I just attack Bubblebeard?
I think you should maybe go after the Nectarmancer with sexy honey lady. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sexy honey lady.
Light her on fire. That should probably do something.
Wait, no, just knock her out. Don't kill her.
Eros, do you want to win this tournament or not?
I mean, she's going to
way far away.
There's bees and honey
on
and
fire.
Shit all over the place.
Yes, all right, well, Pearl's gonna fire a firebolt.
Right.
wait, no. You want me to claw her or breathe fire on her?
Claw her. All right. Your claws are pretty good.
She breathes fire on her claws.
You do that. Yeah.
I could do a combination of both, and she flies over.
She's strong enough that you could try to kill her, and you would probably just knock her out. So just do that.
Flaming claw on one critically hits. She goes into mad G mode, like her theme music starts playing, which I don't know how that goes.
I mean, it has to be. It's mad G, so it has to be a rap. So that means you have to.
Yeah, yeah. Mad G. All right.
I'm going to be
the mad G.
Starts with the P.
My, it's a lot of fucking... The flaming claw rips the Nectarmancer apart. Blood and flames and honey
Yeah, she probably won't die.
An amalgamation of catastrophe, 43 damage, which is quite high for an NPC. An amalgamation of different fluids exploding forth in a cacophony of yellow, red, and orange.
Ugh.
All right, it's not, yeah. I wasn't expecting the ugh.
So, I mean, she, like, wait, no, is she made of honey, or she just has, like, honey coming off of her? Like, you don't cut into her, and she's just honey inside
she
of her.
She bleeds honey.
Oh, God. Okay.
See, but also blood.
All right.
Duras, it's your turn.
Oh, wow, she's still alive after all that. She's tanky. All right, well, then, I see this boy right before, under me, and you did attack me with your bees, sir, so you know what's coming.
I mean, that's fair. I did attack you with my bees.
All right, here we go once again for another rodeo. All right, let's smack down.
You hit him three times.
All right, let's see. I can do some more damage than 8 this time.
That's pretty decent.
Not bad.
Not bad.
And you know what? I'm going to move over to the lady as well after smacking him a little bit because I feel a little bad.
Yeah, you can walk around. You can walk around him.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to knock the lady on her butt too with a shield bash.
Oh, go ahead.
That's right. Which is just, it's just a strength now because I'm just knocking her. She has to make a strength save.
She has to make a strength save. All right.
Yes.
Nectomancer. Nectar wizard. She's not very good at that. But she is!
Holy crap, she's good!
She found the real main threat here.
She carefully
I don't think Bubblebeard is really, yeah.
She's using honey to stick to the ground so she can't be knocked over.
Oh, that's actually so good. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
That's canon.
That's canon. Her honey sticks to her feet to the bridge. I am an unmovable force.
So you are. I found that. Dude.
Well, all right. Well, now it's Durgic's stab. He's unconscious. Ragnar.
Well, all your honey and all your beeves won't stop me from bonking you. I look down at Bumblebeard and just say, before I was very excited. Now it looks like I'm like not as enthusiastic. I'm just like, bonk,
bonk. Three bonks.
I'm gonna hit him with one first. That's
well, it's with advantage too.
Yeah, you have advantage. Make sure you have advantage on.
Well, the first one hits.
Definitely.
I want to see if I want him when he gets knocked out.
All right, so that one hits. He's still breathing.
All right,
but
one more.
He
is non-lethally.
That one critically hits. That's definitely gonna knock him out. How do you want to knock him out when you're critically hitting, knocking Bubble
Bee again?
Out?
Just like straight face, just bonk on the top
critical
of his head.
Bonk.
It's critical bonk. It's
critical
nothing
bonk.
Crazy.
Bonk.
There's nothing really crazy about
it. He taps lightly at first, and he's like, oh, okay, hard.
Ragnar gets excited by strong foes, not someone who's stuck to the ground.
Critical bonk, on sale now. You critically bonk him, smash him in the head. It goes, it was a fun battle, and I had a good rest out of it as well. And then he bonk. Gets knocked unconscious.
And then I just step over his body and bonk. Use my final attack on the honey lady.
On the honey lady.
Honey lady.
All right, it's been fun, but we gotta end this, boys. Let's go on to the finals.
You don't have advantage, but it's still 26.
Yeah, I do a little spin around and then bonk.
Bonk. 16. Sorry, she is still standing.
Oh man!
Survived my most powerful attack, the Kuma Bomb.
And now it is her turn.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh dear!
Oh no! She's gonna go into her final form now. Shit!
You see, like her body become like this honey mess, and then she goes honey, honey, explosion, and explodes forth. A bunch of honey over Pearl, Duros, and Ragnar. I need you guys.
It's okay, guys. Even if you die, I'm still okay.
I need you guys to do dex saving throws, except for Duros, because you replace those with con saving throws.
With a con save, yes.
She just blows herself up.
Oh, wait,
honey.
Sorry. I got advantage. But I'm going to use my Indomitable to reroll it again.
All right. You can. All right, Ragnar, 16. That 22 could be the reroll, Noble, because you got a reroll anyway. So, okay. And Pearl is me. I keep forgetting that I am Pearl. Dex save. Pearl succeeds. Ragnar, you're the only one that fails.
I was really excited about the honey. My guard was down.
It doesn't even do that much to you. You take 25 damage, Ragnar.
25 is a lot of damage, bro.
25 is a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
And you are now covered in honey, and you are now stuck to the wall.
Oh, wow.
And it will require you a strength save on your next one. But yeah, you're
looks
just
like
there.
Looks like you guys are going to have to finish this one off.
Duros.
I'm going to slowly lick the honey off.
You put your shield down, and as the honey comes towards you, friend eats it all up.
Oh, tasty snack.
That was very tasty, Duros. I love the taste of honey in the morning or in the afternoon. I don't know what time it is.
All right, I remember. Shield legs. Shield legs honey. The wolf does not.
Pearl succeeds. She takes half damage and doesn't get stuck, but she does get sprayed with a barrage of honey. Verona, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, now that all the insect-related enemies are gone, Verona's starting to slightly calm down a little bit. But the question is, like, I'm not going to be able to get close enough to, like, hit her non-lethally, is the thing. So do you guys want me to shoot her?
Yeah, just shoot her.
Yeah, just so you guys know, Duros did take zero damage because of all of his... Yeah. When he resists, that's why I didn't say he took damage. Anyway, continue, Verona.
Well, Verona's going to run up past over Herdy's body and kick his head out of the way. And then line up his shots, and then just bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.
We're in this to win.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Finally.
All right, do the damage.
She's probably dead.
Well, you don't know.
No,
she's not dead.
These were not good shots.
She's not dead.
That was, like, some of the worst. But you do shoot her.
The honey nullifies the damage.
Damage.
31 damage. It's still a decent amount. You fire shots in her, honey splurting out of her body. Oh dear, oh dear. She says, William. Oh, Verona, unless you're doing anything else.
That's all I got.
Okay, William.
Give up. Smiling.
Yeah, she is like considering it.
I can make, I'm just going to do that quartz path thing to make like a road here. I can just walk over. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Cool. So then I'll just kind of join.
You create a path of quartz, and then you could just walk nicely over the quartz.
Yeah, that's
through
nice.
The honey, through the bees. Well, the bees are gone now, but through the honey.
The bees are gone now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I arrive. So I don't know if you got. Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to make a giant like trident or pike out of quartz, and I'm not going to throw it this turn, but just to make it, and just like, okay, if you can't finish her off by the next time, I'm just going to throw this giant pike at her.
I will let you start constructing it with your bonus action, because I'd say it was your action to
like
make
a
bridge.
Yeah, like a charging kind of attack. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you are starting to form this quartz in your hand.
All right, guys, this is going to be a really cool finisher. So maybe get her, either convince her to quit or beat her before this is finished. All right, that's it.
Now it's Pearl's turn. Pearl's like, should I just keep fucking her up? I'm ready to go.
You did a great job last time, bro. Go for it.
My theme song's playing right now. Yo, I'm Pearl. Pow pow. She's hitting.
Oh god.
And she's doing good damage. What the hell?
Oh damn, Pearl.
Holy.
Pearl has been the linchpin for both of these fights we've been in.
Oh
so
my
far.
God. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Right. She slashes and with her flaming claws, reducing the Nectomancer down to like single digit HP. And she like falls down onto one knee and sees the giant spike, sees like the gun aimed at her, the rest of her crew destroyed. And she goes, okay, I surrender. Day Goodman, I surrender. I'm not going to die here for Bumblebeard.
Well, I was going to knock you out here very shortly, but yes.
I wanted to throw my spear. Fuck it. I throw it into the crowd.
What? No, Duros will try to stop it. I have to deflect it.
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah, I guess, Duras, you can block it with your shield, I imagine, to, like... Yeah,
it's a giant quartz... It's a spade spear. It's a, the head of it looks like the spade and, like, a card. And I'm just going to throw it and see if Duras...
Yeah, I guess Duras would jump
up. I feel like William is becoming more and more chaotic.
I wanted to throw the giant spear. I'm like, fuck. And I just throw it.
As you throw it, everyone goes, ooh. And then Duras knocks it into the ground. And everyone goes, ah.
It's all for show, everyone. And Dane, I knew he was going to do that.
Dane Goodwin announces, well, congratulations, Devil's Luck Pirates. You have won this round of the competition. Someone get the stretchers for the beard guys. Paige, you do it. Okay. And these men with stretchers come out and just start loading them onto stretchers. What, they actually, even though Nectomancer is still up, they start trying to put her on a stretcher. And she's like, get your hands off me. I can walk out on my own. And they're all carried off, including the scraps of Hurty. B-Boy was the only one that died. So,
oh, he's actually dead. I actually killed a child.
Yeah, okay. B-Boy's dead.
He's quite dead, yes.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to live with that now.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, hey, Verona, you should ask, I don't know if they'd be down with this, but you should ask if they could give some, like, Hurdy's guns to us, and maybe Lyssa could add them to Healy, and then Healy could have, like, Gatling guns and shit. That'd be cool.
The gun...
Could I just, like, sneak over and grab the guns?
Well, I do want to say that, like, the gun was built into Hurty, like, as part of him. And that has been that was destroyed when you destroyed him. But yeah.
Oh, okay, fair. Alright.
Sorry, Captain, I really fucked him up.
That's alright. It's okay. I killed one of them too.
Can we get like a little short rest here in between rounds?
You can short rest when you're in the
I think we do that anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I took a decent amount of damage.
Alright. You guys go back into the stands. And you guys have a nice, like, short rest watching the next few things. Basically, what unfolds is the other semifinals is the fruit salads against, I can't remember who it was, but it doesn't really matter.
Mumblebeard, did he have a fight yet?
I think he lost to Crumblebeard, maybe?
Yeah, Mumblebeard, Stumblebeard, fruit salad.
Whoever it is, fruit salad, fuck up. Like, they just destroy him. I don't need to describe that again. Exactly the same as last episode. Pineapple Man, Grape Man, Banana Man, Strawberry Man. They just fuck them up hardcore. But they have, like, cheerful music playing. Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a rough fight. Oh, boy.
And everyone's cheering, having a great time. People are serving out pineapple juice. There's a man coming by with pineapple juice, and it has Pineapple Man's face on it. Pineapple juice sponsored by Pineapple Man. And he's like, hey, you want to buy some pineapple juice sponsored by Pineapple Man? I see you're rolling your hit dice there, but you could take some pineapple juice if you want.
Yeah, I can go for some pineapple juice right now.
I'm still somehow at full HP and I still have 14 temporary hit points. William never gets hit.
You guys are competitors, so you can get this pineapple juice for free. Here you go. And he hands out juice, which, by the way, pineapple juice, best drink. People have been sending me, like, Twitter pictures of them sitting down to watch One Piece D&D with, like, a pineapple juice, and it makes me so happy.
Is there a giant pineapple in the fruit salad crew?
Yeah, he's the captain.
Oh, God, no. I don't want to kill a giant pineapple.
Well, that's the moral dilemma. That's the infamous Dungeons & Dragons moral dilemma. Do I want to kill the pineapple?
Children, old people, pineapple?
Pineapples. I mean, you can make a really good drink, Captain.
All right, well, okay. So, you know, like an hour or so passes, you see the last remaining rounds, and then Dane Goodman comes out and goes, is everybody ready for the final round of Dane Goodman's Blood Bowl?
I guess.
And
guys, crew, huddle up. I think we need to seriously consider the fruit salad.
This round is a 4v4.
4v4.
4v4. Oh shit, we don't have Pearl.
As they say that, you see the fruit salad look over to Apple and they just shoot him.
fucking shit!
Oh, they're like, God.
We don't need you anymore. Apple was like, oh, just dies.
I guess an apple a day doesn't keep the death away.
All right, boys, yeah. make sure everyone's full strength for this fight.
I mean,
they were serious. Like, you could tell.
Inspiring leader, I don't think I can do that again. I'm gonna roll my devil fruit though again at this
They're
point.
They're almost like fruit ninjas from the
All world. Right. I hope somewhere on that devil fruit table, I hope there's some kind of freezing ability or some kind of mold ability. That's the only thing I could think of that would damage fruits. Okay. 311. What am I getting?
Possibly eat them.
Hail Mary, let's just do that. Just run up and start eating them.
Devil fruit roulette. What did you get?
311.
311.
Oh my god. They just brutally murdered their own crew member. Shit.
Yeah, hey, we gotta take this seriously. These guys are strong. You could tell.
You are a reverse human. Gyaku Gyaku. Actions you do to others have the reverse effect.
No, I already had that one.
Alright, I mean, sure. But attacks heal, medicine harms, etc.
No, let's reroll that.
Alright,
okay, I'll do the reroll. Alright. There has to be a better one out there. 43! Oh, that's double digits.
Allows the user to manipulate gravity. Zushi Zushi Nova.
Okay, I got Fuji Torres again. All right, awesome. Let's do that. All right.
All right.
Damn. Now remember 43.
Yeah, remember 43. I could use, I got Fuji Torres. All right, we got that. Oh, I could squish the fruits. Okay, good. They're gooey.
Also, no, Briggs, don't remember. When he gets to choose a number, it has to be a fruit that he hasn't had before. That was the new rule with that. Because it's supposed to be like he can kind of wait and choose a number at random, but it's not like Tekking 101 remembers the numbers, right?
William does not keep track of things. Yeah. Okay. All right.
There you go. I mean, someone's saying that was the first fruit you rolled. But there you go.
Not the first one I rolled. I used that actually against the shark guy back because I used the gravity fruit to lift Ragnar up. Remember, we had that combo attack and then I dropped you and then you cut the shark guy. Yeah, I remember I used it on that island, but I've improved.
Yeah, you'd be better now. You'd definitely be better now.
Yeah, I'm better at it because the second time I've used it. Okay,
all right.
Cool.
So you guys line up in the arena, and Dane Goodman proceeding over it. The arena looks a little bit different. It is just there is no thing in the middle, like raised platform or bridges or anymore. It is just a regular dirt arena. It's what they would spend an hour like preparing. And in the center of the arena, there is a table. And Dane Goodman goes, the final round is a little bit different.
Oh, boy.
It is actually consists of four 1v1 challenges.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Okay.
The first of which is a test of strength. Which one of your crew members will you decide to choose? And the fruit salads, like, put out, Strawberry, who looks like jacked.
Shit.
I'm ready to go.
Just collectively look at Ragnar.
Yeah, we're just all going to back up, and Ragnar's the only one left. Just like
Technically, I could go into a range and Big Bear. I should have advantage and be pretty strong.
All right.
All right, Ragnar takes a step forward. Boys, right. I got this.
It's Ragnar versus Strawberry. You guys walk towards the center. Dane Goodman looks down. This is a 1v1 challenge. Put your arms on the table.
Oh, shit. That table's going to get destroyed.
As I lean into the table, I turn into a big bear.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now, put your hands together. Clasp them like this.
Yeah.
No, not like that.
I didn't see.
No, yeah. But I imagine what would happen is you guys would go into the arm wrestle position, and Dane Goodman goes, no, not like that, like this. And then he goes into the thumb wrestle position.
Oh, God.
The 1v1 challenge for Dane Goodman's Blood Bowl is thumb wrestle, and everyone loses their minds.
Really? Okay.
Everyone's chanting, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's up with this crowd?
I declare a thumb war. All right. Strawberry smirks and goes, I'm the best thumb war player in the world. I've won every single thumb war competition. I've got the strongest thumbs in the whole seas.
I've actually never played this game before. How does it work?
Paige, you explain the rules. In a thumb war, the two competitors have to battle with their thumbs to see who can hold down the other person's thumb for, what is it, 3 seconds? 1, 2, 3, and you're out? Yes, it is 3 seconds.
Okay, seems easy enough. I think this huge big bear thumb should give me a little bit of an advantage here.
It is best of three.
Imagine I turned into an animal that didn't have a thumb.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Well, I don't think a bear actually has thumbs.
He doesn't, yeah. But they do have five.
They have five, it's close enough.
Five little toe beans.
Okay.
Bears don't have thumbs. Shit.
Wait, so we just look this up, like...
Well, you could be kind of hybrid.
Well, are you a hybrid? Yeah.
Yeah, you could hybrid form. Okay. Hybrid big bear.
Yeah.
You're not exactly just a bear.
Yeah, that's something I don't think we've ever actually... I typed in bear claws, and now I'm just getting the breakfast pastry.
Ragnar has always been kind of hybrid. Yeah. Like, yeah, or else he wouldn't have really been able to wield an axe.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And most artistic depictions of bear Ragnar have been hybrids, so... All right, so this is just going to be a strength contest between you and Strawberry, and it's going to be best of three. Are you ready for the first round?
Sure, but do I get advantage from raging?
You do get advantage, and he does not, so...
Let's go.
So
I will attempt to injure your finger by poking it very strongly.
All right, well, he rolls his strength. He got a 20.
Oh no.
With advantage. You got a 26. It was a save. You're not supposed to do a save, but if you subtract, what is it? You subtract 3 from that. Make sure you're doing strength, which is the top left, not the.
His proficiency should be 5, so it'd be 21.
Yeah, my proficiency is 5.
Okay, so 21. You still succeed. But closer than you thought. 21. The thumbs dash back and forth, but you grab it and you slam it down. 1, 2, 3. First round to Ragnar. Second round.
Oh, I get up, I like let go of the guy's hand, I start looking at the crowd, let's fucking go! Right in the house.
Ragnar found a new passion.
Alright, thumbs locked again. This time you've only got to beat a 13. You've hurt him a little bit. He's struggling.
Pride is gone.
Just right, a strength throw.
Is it just best of three?
Yeah, it's best of three. This is it.
Alright, Mr. Strawberry, time to end this in two, baby. Let's go!
20. Oh, you succeed.
Because he's an advantage. Yeah.
How do you win the thumb war, Ragnar?
As we're doing the thumb war, he pokes my thumb, and like I go to press down, the table shatters below, and as we're like, our elbows are following, I grab him and look, 1, 2, 3.
And you win the thumb war as you bring him crashing down. Ragnar, the crowd goes wild. Everyone has these big, like, thumbs up gloves on, and they're doing like, yeah, thumb war.
Oh man, I broke a perfectly good table that I could have flipped. This is Zosean.
And Strawberry goes back to his fruit salad, and Pineapple looks at him and fucking stabs him.
Oh god, well, why?
And throws him to the side.
What and even are they?
They're actually,
Strawberry got jammed.
They are just men in big fruit costumes. That is what they look like, you know.
Oh, they're clearly costumes.
They're clearly costumes. I thought
they were actual
fruit. I mean, too. I thought I was like, oh man, how do I fight against fruit?
Very like Strawberry had a big strawberry, but you could still see his like human face, and he had human arms coming out of the strawberry costume.
Okay.
They're like, comically, they look like children's TV characters when they first turned up.
You guys ever see the Fruit of the Loom commercials? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
The next round, Dane Goodman looks round, is the challenge of the mind. Choose your contestant.
Oh, that's... It's gonna be
guys, I think I can take care of this one.
But Banana comes out and he like pushes some glasses up. He's like,
oh wait, no, Verona, it has to be you.
Oh yeah, man. I was gonna say probably Verona.
All right, gamers.
All right.
Walk up. Did you say banana? By the way,
banana. Yeah.
I just like casually just like, you know, flex my banana sword a little bit as I'm walking up to him, make sure he can see it.
All right, you both stand there. And Dane Goodman goes, he pulls out a little piece of paper and goes, "It's trivia time, baby."
Oh no.
God.
And the banana goes, "Heh, I won every single trivia competition on this side of the Grand Line. I'm the best trivia man in the world. They call me Banana Trivia Banana, full name, by the way." Yeah. Okay. Dane Goodman says, Dane Goodman says, "What can you hold in your left hand?"
Beep.
Yes.
Oh, wait, is there a buzzer?
There is a buzzer, yes. A buzzer. Oh, fuck it, there is now.
My banana sword.
No, I didn't finish it. First round goes to banana. The banana.
Right. Verona, try not to suck. Focus.
It's first with a buzz in, but if you give the wrong answer, the opponent gets the point.
I thought the question was done. I'm sorry.
Second question. What flies all day but stays where it is?
Oh, shit.
Banana's thinking.
Me?
You be a buzz.
Time?
No, that's not the answer.
Time flies? No.
And the banana goes, "It's a flag!" Flag flies, but it stays on the mast. It's a, you know. You are two down at the moment. Oh, crap. You are two down. Oh, wait, that means you lose!
Yeah, we lost.
That means you lose! That's the best of three! You just walk away and, like, Dane Goodman, like, the whole crowd just seems disappointed. Dane Goodman looks over and shakes his head. "I expected better of you, Verona."
It's okay, Verona.
Banana's
all
like
right.
Pumping arms. Yeah. Even though he didn't really get any of the questions right, you just buzzed in and got them wrong.
Banana's like, "Never in my life. I've never lost to me in my life."
Oh. Yeah.
I need to study more.
Right, that wasn't really more trivia. That was
riddles. It was riddles.
That was riddles. That was not trivia. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you can complain all you want, but in my opinion, riddles are a form of trivia. Isn't that right, Paige? Paige just shakes her head. No. It's we really need to rename it to the riddle competition. All right.
What's next?
I'm just slowly eyeballing banana from across the thing.
Time is not
unsheathing the banana sword.
Time does not stay where it is because time does progress. It is not an answer. It's not an alternative answer to that riddle. Time flies, yes, but time also changes number and therefore, you know,
yeah,
doesn't stay the same.
Time is a made-up concept,
right?
Yeah, does it really ever change?
Yeah, because the objective reference for a clock is just another clock. They just measure themselves back and forth. Time is really an abstract concept when you really think about it.
So yeah, fuck it. Then time doesn't even fly.
Time doesn't even exist if you think. Well, I guess it does
when I'm with my crew.
Aww.
Well, if you exist in the fourth dimension, time is the fourth dimension.
We're all having this philosophical conversation.
You know what? If you have a problem with that riddle, don't take it up with me. Take it up with wherever I got the fucking riddle from. Take it up with Dane Goodman.
Ragnar,
his riddles.
He's like, "Don't worry, a broken clock is right twice a day."
There you go. Yeah.
The third, you guys want the third riddle? What can you catch but not throw? A cold.
Suck it, riddle.
Oh, I got
dude.
It. I did get it.
Dane Goodman's like really self-conscious about his riddle competition, and it's the least favorite part of the competition. Everyone in the crowd is like, "Okay, move on." Dane Goodman goes, "All right." No. The next round is the round of the mouth.
All right, I got this, guys.
If there's anyone good at flapping their mouth, it's our captain.
Yeah, damn straight. I just walk out. Okay.
And the grapes come up.
I unsheath my sword, even though it's a talking competition. I got this.
The grape puts on some sunglasses, and Dane Goodman goes, "It's a good old-fashioned rap battle."
Oh dear gosh.
Dane, go.
Rutledge is not allowed to play the grape.
No, this is
the grape
stupid.
Puts some sunglasses on and he's like, he puts the sunglasses on. He's like, I am the rap king. They call me G Gangsta Grape. G Grape. Grape G Grape.
All right, so it's a rap battle, right? So yeah. Whoever has the best
already
rap.
Lost.
Where's Pearl?
All right, no. Okay.
All right,
so we're standing in front of you.
We do rounds, you know?
Okay.
Best of three again. So
I want to go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. Before I begin to rap. I'll start rapping. Okay, the best I can. I'll be like, William, captain of the Devil's Luck crew. I don't know how to rap, but neither do you. And then I use my devil fruit to make him float into the sky so they can't hear him when he raps.
That's cheating.
No, very it wasn't clearly. In the rule book.
How do they know it?
Can they prove that he's doing it? Without a reasonable doubt?
Okay.
Why is that guy floating for some reason?
I didn't know he could fly.
He
starts floating up, and as he's floating up, he's like, this doesn't matter, because I'm already so fly. I can rap battle you even if I'm in the sky. He does get quieter and quieter, but he's going, he goes, I'll serve you a lyrical gourmet. Everything you spit is junk food. You only hate old men because your father never loved you. It takes no skill for you to win. You just rely on devil's luck. No matter what the numbers say, you're never going to level up. And he just keeps going up and up.
Shit. Dane kind of took that to his advantage there.
Those are some good bars.
So unfair.
Yeah. No those one here. Good...
It's the it's so rigged. It is so rigged against you guys. But he keeps floating. It's round two, William. Hit him with the bars.
No, what the fuck? I can't rap, Rustich!
Captain, right. Flap the gums!
You got this. Bitch. All right, okay. Ragnar, give me a beat!
It's not... Ragnar, it's not coming through.
Duros, give me a beat!
Oh, really?
Am I allowed to give him a beat? Is that fine? Or is that in the rules?
Did my mic not pick that up?
It did not pick
no,
it
I
up.
I didn't hear anything. Yeah.
Whenever I get too loud, it happens.
You know what? The reverse.
Go ahead, Duros. You got this.
William, the reverse fruit would have been really good in this situation because you could have rap battled really badly and you would have won.
Well, that would be what I would do normally. So, yeah, I guess that would have worked. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I like to gamble, I like to bribe. This is me going live. I don't know shit. I don't know how to rap.
But the thing is, as you know, as you've gravitated up Grape into the air, he's now closer to the audience, which is above you guys, and now he's looking at the audience. Yeah, and now he looks.
I think
down.
I might have just made his rap more theatrical. Shit.
And he starts
drop him.
Fucking dissing
just
your.
Just deactivated.
He starts.
Yeah, now, yeah, I'll act. I'll like, okay.
Splatters on the ground.
Oh my god!
All right. Now look at you, a smushed grape. I win, and I just walk off the page.
Well, I guess you technically do win.
I don't know how the hell that just happened, but I guess I won.
Man, alright. Dade Goodman. Wow. Well, I guess William wins, because Grape is unable to participate in the second and third round, so you win by default. All right.
Guess that works.
Final round.
Good job, Captain.
All right, Duros, just do the same thing I did and you'll be fine.
Cheat?
Whatever it takes. We gotta go to the grand. We gotta go to the new world.
All right.
Right.
Now that the final round is... Well... Your remaining crew members come out, so I guess that's you, Duros.
Yes,
and
that's
Pineapple
me.
Walks out.
How are you doing?
Terrible, says the Pineapple. Oh. I can't wait to squish you in this round, whatever it is. Dane,
sure, friend. Yes.
Dane Goodman says the final competition is decided by the winners, whoever is currently leading, which is the Devil's Lock Pirates. They are currently leading 2-1. So the final round is a round of Duros's choice.
All right, Duros.
A competition.
My choice.
Here are the rules. Duros, you come up with the competition, but Pineapple has to agree to it. So you can't say something that's completely unreasonable.
A smiling competition, yes? You can do that one.
Pineapple goes, there's no competition I'd ever back down from. Yeah, I could do a smiling competition. I'm the best smiler there is.
Are you now?
Yeah.
All right, fine. A smiling competition it is.
How would this even be graded? Okay, whatever.
All right, I guess the rules are, we'll just do a vote from the audience on who has the best smile. Best of three.
That's something
a little better, guys.
Like a staring contest might be better.
This is good. This would just be a charisma roll to see if you charm the audience with your smile. How about that?
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair. Best of three.
I want to see a critical charisma. Come on.
They are not very charismatic. So, first round, you've got to beat a 5.
Let's see if I can do that.
The pineapple.
That's a save.
But you don't have any modifiers to your charisma save.
Yeah.
So the pineapple looks at the audience and just goes. Which is just a visual representation for anyone listening on a podcast. I just did a really forced smile. All right, Noble, do Duros a smile.
I like give a nice smile with my golden gleaming armor. I'm like, hello, everyone. How are you today? Fantastic.
And the audience is charmed and they go, woo!
Yes.
And they kind of boo the pineapple. And so when the pineapple smiles, they're actually people that like scream. And some people gasp. Babies start crying. First round to Duros.
We're shooting into a crowd of where babies are present.
I feel bad about
you. Should have said something a little earlier.
All right, round two. You've got to beat a 6.
Let's see if I can.
You sure can. Ultimate smile. Go ahead.
Yes, I pull up Zawolfo, who also smiles next to
your shield friend is also smiling.
Smiling.
And there's like
a triple smile.
A radiant glow coming off of you. Yeah. And everyone in the audience goes, ah. The sun comes out and is shining and reflecting off your teeth.
Yes.
So much so, like, you blind the pineapple. He's like, Dane Goodman goes, and the winner is Duros of the Devil's Lock Pirates. And Pineapple Man goes, no, I'm not having this. No, no. And he starts being dragged away by, like, the officials. No, I'll have my revenge, you Devil's Lock Pirates. You won't hear the end of this.
Oh, man, did we make another enemy? Shit.
Well, he only has that nerdy banana on his crew now because he literally killed everything.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I don't want to hear any crap about me killing that grape. They were literally stabbing each other, so he would have died either way.
Would have, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably would have won the competition and not died, but, you know.
Yeah. Now, it's just only a matter of time before Pineapple would have killed him for some other reason. So,
and the winner is the Devil's Lock Pirates. Everyone give a big round of applause. Everyone starts fucking cheering.
Yeah,
yes. Let's
that was a little anticlimactic. Not gonna lie, I was hoping to fight.
Yeah, me too. I was actually kind of really excited on that, but all right, I still killed one. We're good.
As the banana's like following the pineapple, I just go, "Hey!" And I just unsheathe the banana one more time and just put it back.
Paige is like giving you guys little things that like make sure you give us feedback for the next time. We always want to improve the Blood Bowl.
Survey. Okay. Is it like, you know, how satisfied were you with the results? Blood sport competition?
The blood sport.
Yeah. Very satisfied. Very somewhat poor. Satisfied.
You no know, riddles.
Oh my god. Okay, so everyone's cheering. Yeah. And Dane Goodman looks at you lot and goes, "You know what this means? Are you guys ready to claim your prize, or do you need a little bit of time first?"
I mean, when you say claim the prize, do you mean go to the New World, like, right this instant?
Yes.
we gotta gather shit together, dude. We have a ship, and
so
we have...
So there's no rush. There's no rush. I can transport your ship as well.
Oh, okay. And everybody on it? All right.
You know, it's like individual. Yeah, we can just... Paige has...
All right.
Enough powers lined up for all of you.
What do you guys think? What do you want to do?
It feels like it's been a while since we last did this. I can't really remember exactly what ends we need to tie up.
I mean, we might... We're not gonna... If you want to say bye to Hemlock or Blake, I'd like to say bye to Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll come get you later when we're ready.
Yeah, well, you'll know where I am.
Of course. You're Dane Goodman. Oh. No! Spooky!
Know where I am one of these days.
I don't know what happened. Everything lagged for a second.
Okay.
My camera turned off, too.
Whoa, all right, that was weird. Okay.
All right, Dane Goodman. And you guys leave as people are cheering, throwing confetti at you, and it's just an incredible festivities. Victory music is playing. Royalty-free victory music is playing. and...
Oh, yeah, I have to pick up Boss, too, because he has to get healed in the new world. That was, like, another whole side quest thing.
We have to
bring Boss, yeah.
Okay, so... Okay. And you guys leave the Colosseum heroes, champions.
Woo! Party tonight at the Pineapple Hut!
Just to rub it in his face.
Yeah.
Pearl, Louis Leclerc, they rejoin you. They're like, congratulations, Captain. Your bars, they were good.
I cheated to win that. Let's not kid ourselves here. You would have been a better rapper than me, Pearl.
Me? I would have been
God, then it would have just been Rustage rap battling himself. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
That'd be great.
I suck.
It is, William, you should have done a rap battle in mime. That is how, you know, you would have got across the ravenous disses, but through an all more artistic medium. I know how much you love mimes.
Well, I won, so that's all that matters, I guess.
I guess
you are the rap god.
You are the rap clearly. God. If there are any rap battles in the new world,
just kill the enemy, and then there you go. They can't rap. You're dead.
You will be the
rap. You'd say that would be a rap. Yeah,
that would be a rap. There you go, Duros.
I was considering punching the guy in the face before every round of the thumb war.
Bam, thumb wrestle. Bam, thumb wrestle.
I started coming up. I really was coming up with like. This is in my head. I was so excited.
It was fire. It was fire. Yeah.
No, but he was about to go off.
I was about to go off. I had some fucking disses lined up for like Verona and shit. I was going crazy, but I guess nobody will ever hear them now.
Yes.
Dang.
He's dead.
All right. So you guys head back to your ship. What are your plans? What are you guys going to do?
Do you guys want to have a party at the Pineapple Hut?
let's have a party and invite Hemlock and Blake.
Yeah, let's have a going away party. Let's have a going leaving paradise party for the new world, I guess.
Does anybody here even know anything about the new world? What are we getting ourselves into?
I mean, I just know stronger people there than here, and it sounds like the way to go.
Let's ask Boss. He might know some shit.
Do you go back down into the Oasis?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you own the city now, so
yeah,
you can throw it wherever the fuck you want. Where are you throwing your party?
I guess the same place we had Thanksgiving dinner. That'd be cool. Or we could have it in Big Top's
castle.
Palace. Yeah, his castle.
It's probably not called Big Top's Castle anymore.
Yeah.
It's probably just called the Devil's Lock Castle, I imagine. Unless you guys want to rename it something different.
I don't know. What do you guys like?
You guys are really thinking. Yeah. This is genuine thinking. And was like,
anything that's fine with you, Captain, is fine with me.
Satan's Prosperity.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's badass.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Satan's Prosperity.
Let's go with that, yeah.
Synonyms.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah? All right. Satan's Prosperity.
Nice.
You guys go to Satan's Prosperity. And you're going to just throw your party tonight?
Yeah, gravy. We're gonna need lots.
Oh yeah,
of cake
you meet up with gravy
various...
and Cyril again.
Yeah.
Gravy goes. Did you guys win? How did it all go?
I beat them in a smiling contest. It was fantastic.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow, I hope you managed to do it without any bloodshed.
Yep,
For the most part, yes, actually.
An insect may have not lived.
No, that was just a, there was a bug. We just killed
there
the
was
bug.
A robot and a bug that we took.
Yeah, we just killed a bug and a robot. That was all that happened. Oh, and I also killed a little, I stepped on some grapes along the way. That was it.
Some grapes? That's good, Cyril says meagerly. Well, what's the plan now, Captain?
We're going to throw out a bomb-ass party here, and then I guess we're going to head to the New World in the morning.
To save Boss.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like parties.
Do you want to stay here, Cyril, or do you want to continue to journey with us? I could tell you've been kind of on the fence as of late.
And honestly, I can kind of understand why.
Cyril, I get down on one knee and I'm like, Cyril, listen.
Well, you're proposing to him.
I'm sure there's a lot of problems that you're dealing with right now, and Duros will deal with all of them. And I get up and walk away.
Ah, yes.
Because I cannot handle that.
Right. I go over and I clap a hand on Cyril. What's up, friend?
I don't know. I'm just so conflicted. I want to travel with you guys. You guys are really the only friends I've ever had, and you treat me with respect, and you never look down on me, and I feel like I've become stronger with you guys. I've seen too much death and bloodshed, and I don't want to continue participating or even witnessing it. It becomes a little bit too much sometimes, and I know that makes me seem like a coward, because you guys seem to handle it really well, and I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
I think you already answered everything yourself with what your answer was. Everything you experienced with us. You've always had us with you. You've never had anything like this. Sounds to me like you've been having the time of your life.
I'm just so scared.
I come up and put my hand on his shoulder. The thing is, Cyril, no matter where life takes you, there will always be death and bloodshed. It's not something that you can run away from.
A part of growing up, friend. A part of growing up.
I just want to help prevent it, as opposed to add to it, you know?
And how
that
do you intend to do
goal.
That?
It is where our goals align, Cyril.
I don't want to come across as ungrateful at all. And I'm sorry for even having these kind of thoughts. I really appreciate it a lot that you guys would listen to me. I'm just scared of what is going to happen and what just I might become. I don't want to become desensitized to death. I just want to help people.
Meanwhile, in the background, when Duros and Verona are having this conversation, me and Ragnar, I'm just like, hey, Ragnar, remember when I splattered that guy all over the floor? That was fucking epic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming at all. You are truly the rap god, Captain. And then I look over at Cyril and I'm like, well, at the end of the day, son, you're a man. It's your choice. We're going to be leaving tomorrow, most likely.
Yep.
So,
and there's not going to be more death, because there will be more death. We are pirates, after all.
Yeah.
But if you want to live here, and I think you could have a really nice life here after the Oasis is turned around, maybe ask Roulette for a job. She would probably, you know, treat you okay.
She's quite a scary lady.
I mean, I guess so. But, you know.
Okay. I'll make up my mind by tomorrow morning. Thank you for talking with me. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, party time, everybody!
Let's go!
Okay, so you guys head on down the elevator. Mm-hmm. And it's party time, down to Satan's Prosperity, picking up people on the way. I guess the elephant and Roulette and Boss and all of the gang members for all the different houses are coming by to celebrate your victory. And that Satan's Prosperity is a hub of partying.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, people are fucking already like grooving to the music. What do you guys want to do at this party?
I wanted to get drunk and talk to Blake.
Ah, that's the important thing. When you guys are looking around, finding everyone, you cannot find Blake at all.
Oh, man, Blake loves a good party. Where we got to get him out on this?
Yeah. Yeah, Hemlock's there, obviously, because that's, you know, where she lives now, I guess. Help is there. You even have some of the other members of the Candles, like Humphrey.
And he's not dead yet.
He's not dead yet. And Malaise and stuff. They're there. They're having a good time. Bullets is there. She's still got bandages on her, but she's drinking.
In a wheelchair, all bandaged up in the corner, but she's like there.
Still drinking, having a good time.
I'm going to go up to Hemlock and ask where Blake is.
All right, you approach Hemlock. Hemlock's like drinking some wine. He goes, "Ah, oh, William, my dear, congratulations on the tournament."
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it seems like you're enjoying it. By the way, do you live here now?
Yeah, you gave this castle to me. You made
That's
me the
awesome.
Ruler of this place as long as I
That's
was.
That's cool. Yeah, you have the penthouse. That's sweet.
They call me Queen Hemlock now.
Oh, well, you are a queen.
oh, you.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Hey, where's Blake at? He likes a good party. I want to say goodbye to him before we head to the new world tomorrow.
Oh, he didn't say goodbye to you?
I actually haven't seen him in a while, as a matter of fact.
He's gone.
Gone where?
I don't know. He just told me that he needed to get stronger. He knew somebody that would help him get stronger, something along those lines. I'm surprised. I guess I'm not surprised he didn't talk to you a lot. But come on, have a drink. It's your celebration day, my dear.
Ah, fuck it, why not? And I just start drinking.
He just start fucking chugging.
Well, that's sad. Yeah. Hemlock, do you know where the sea gym is? I feel like I completely forgot about it, but I really did want to go at least once.
Oh, the sea gym? I never went there myself. You'd have to ask Blake. Oh, yeah. I don't know where he is.
That's so unfortunate.
As
he's such a good guy. I'm so sad that we're not, that he's, he's depressed with everything.
Well, we're in a tight spot. We just, you know, I roll my devil fruit again while I'm drinking. Maybe I'll get a magical telepathy fruit or something and I can talk to him.
I sure hope he's okay.
112. Yeah.
You could turn, is the Ute Ute no Mi? You turn anything into a gun.
Okay, so I'm getting drunk and I'm just going around turning shit into guns.
Yeah, you could turn anything into a gun. It's eaten by someone on the One Piece premiere show in 2017.
Man, okay, Bullet's gonna love you.
Yeah.
All right, so William throughout this party is just progressively drinking more rum. And
I mean,
I'm
you're
turning
stuff into guns.
Hey, watch this shit, guys.
Bullet comes over and goes, "William, weehaw, look at those guns." She gets way more like Southern drawl when she's drunk. I didn't know you could make guns like that, William. Wow.
Damn straight. Turned my rum into a gun.
You could make my rum into a gun.
Damn straight. Let's do it.
Wow. Can you fire? She fires one in the air. And they actually work. Woo!
Wait. What's the limit with this? Are the guns like just flintlock guns, or are they actual guns? Like
they're
modern
they're probably
guns?
Like flintlock pirate guns.
Okay, what happens if I turn like a table into a gun? Does it turn into a fucking bazooka? Like what's going on?
I don't know.
Here?
I've never watched the One Piece premiere show 2017. I don't know what they do with
it. Well, I haven't seen it either. So
I'm gonna just say it turns into a pile of flintlock pistols.
All right, let's just make a pile of guns to take with us for the new art. We're going to be loaded up, guys.
She, like, gets out of her wheelchair. I don't need this anymore. And she's, like, wobbling. William, you're amazing. You know that.
Can I ask Louis something?
Yeah, Louis's there drinking.
Hey, Louis, I have an important question. Like, I'm clearly very, very drunk right now. If I were to stab someone with one of these syringes, can you undo it?
The blue and the red one?
Yeah, I've been holding on to these.
Yes,
I
could. If I've been quick enough, okay. I could, yes.
There's a blue and the red. Which one do you think I should use here?
Who are you going to use it on?
I don't know. I mean,
you can volunteer.
I just stab. Duro's volunteers. I just walk past him, stab Bullet in the neck.
You stab Bullet in the neck? Oh my god.
I mean, you use the red one.
As it sort of goes through, and like Bullet like prick,
What the hell was that?
And nothing happens. And she just, nothing happens to her.
All right, we'll undo it. Yeah.
Well, you might as well undo it, but maybe we should wait like a minute. Let's wait like a, can we wait a minute? Like, how long can you wait before you undo it, Louis?
It is like, it's very recent, you know, like 60 seconds, sort of.
Okay. Six seconds.
Like,
okay, just undo it then.
As you undo it back into the syringe, it's like, we could just like open the syringe and take a look at it, like smell it.
Actually, okay.
Hang on a second. Let me see the syringes.
Here you go. But I kind of want to try the green one.
Raspberry jam in there.
I just animate both of them.
Okay. That's the easy solution to that problem. Yeah.
They get little legs. Hey! Oh! Hey!
Oh! What do you guys do?
He looks into himself. It looks like I'm full of blood, and it looks like I'm full of water.
Are you serious?
Wow, that is really
blood
stupid.
And water.
Well, it makes sense. I was in like a scientist laboratory. You know, it was probably taking blood out of people. That makes sense.
All right, what kind of blood type are you?
They were legitimately blood and water the whole time, and I didn't think it would take you the guys this long to use them.
It took like 6 months.
It took so long that it built up so much unnecessary. I thought it would be like a short, ha, what is this? What does this do? And it's just blood, right?
All right. I have a better one, though. What about that rainbow sampler we got from Springle?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Sprinkle.
Pringles.
Boys.
Yeah.
You guys want to get high tonight?
Yeah.
No. You guys are on your own on that one.
All right.
Touching those special substances.
I volunteer to try it.
Honestly, that grape already got high enough. I've seen enough.
Yeah. You got wicked high, dude.
All right. Wait. What color are these substances?
I got the rainbow sampler, so I got one of everything. Yellow one transforms you into a tiny man. That is the only one I know.
Okay. I mean, are you just going to start fucking taking this shit? Like, start snorting
it? I thought, like, Verona, you can animate them and they can just tell us what they are.
Oh, that ruins the fun. And then I grab the blue one and just, like...
Okay, well, I guess Louis
I look at Louis. Be on standby immediately.
Do not worry. I am ready.
Is it a liquid? Is it a powder? What is it?
They're like, it's like powder, right? It's all right. It's like
powder.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Ragnar fucking snorts a blue line.
Oh shit! What the fucking drug? He's snorting cocaine on the table. This is a party, dude.
All right. Snort the blue line. Ragnar, you turn into a liquid.
With Ragnar,
you're like a puddle, and you can start like moving around. You're like a liquid man.
Ooh. Oh, that could be so useful, Louis. Turn him back so we could use that later.
Okay,
this is guys. I couldn't feel my entire body, but I could.
Awesome.
Also, kids, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I actually
ready to snort another.
Unless you have someone who can turn back time immediately.
He only has a limited amount, and he's used two of them now, right? He only has so many he could do a day.
Right, okay, fair.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so that was the blue one. The blue one turns you into a liquid. The yellow one turns you tiny. We have like a red one, a green one, I'm assuming.
Yeah, red, green, and
violet.
I gotta
write these down. Holy shit. Okay.
Like red, green, purple.
Red, green, purple, blue, and yellow.
So yeah. Should we know that they eventually just wear off over a certain amount of time?
Yeah, they did for...
They do.
Yeah, they did for, okay. 420 was yesterday. It is not. Don't do drugs, kids.
Dude, imagine me and William Arley have to, like, infiltrate a building. I turn into a liquid, he turns into a small person, and we just, like, crawl through vents.
All right.
Come in handy.
I'll down the red one. Red sounds like an intimidating color. I'll just go and see what happens with that.
All right, you down the red one.
Okay.
I have to fucking remember what the red one does. Because it's been so fucking long. All right. Oh my god. Okay, you down the red one. Who are you looking at as you down the red one?
I don't know. Let's just
roll. Hi, Captain.
Hold on.
Hello, Captain.
You were just talking to Bullet, and as Ragnar talking... gave it to you. So okay, these are the people in your vicinity.
All right, hold on. I'll do one for Ragnar, two for Duros, three for Verona, and four for Bullet.
All right, D4.
Four. I'm looking at Bullet.
Okay. You suddenly look at Bullet, and man, you're madly in love.
Bullet looks like the finest. Okay.
Bullet looks like the finest woman in the world. You just love the way she loves guns and slavery.
Oh my goodness, you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. I turn the punch bowl into a pile of guns and I present it to her.
For me, I was thinking the same thing, William. I was already saying how great your guns were. I just didn't think you felt the same way about me.
Let's fire
she's
our
really
guns
drunk.
Off.
I do have to state she's very drunk.
Fire our guns off into the sunset together.
I couldn't think of anything I would like more.
Me neither.
Louis, I think we should keep that one gone. Don't reverse that one.
I feel like William would want us to reverse this.
I am so in love right now. I don't want it to end.
So you don't know. But this is a moral dilemma for the crew.
should we reverse this or should we not?
Is happening here?
It seems like it's made him in love, unless it had no effect and William was already in love.
Maybe he was.
I feel like we should reverse this because no one here likes Bullet, especially.
What is love?
Bullet, I know, I'm sorry, all the things I said. You know, you were always special.
All right, reverse it.
Okay, William, you are no longer madly in love with Bullet as of the effects of the drugs.
But I remember everything I just said.
Yeah. Also, okay. I don't know, you could have been a little in love with Bullet beforehand.
I'm also drunk right now. I'll just write this off as being drunk when I wake up tomorrow morning. You know?
All right. Well, there you go. All right. That's the red one.
How many abilities does Louis have left?
I think he has one or two more.
Okay, we got green and purple. That's the only ones.
Verona, do you want to try one? Durov?
Absolutely not, but I'll animate one.
I am not touching that after what I just saw. I'm not.
All right.
I don't like purple. Purple's a good color. Should I try it, guys?
Okay. Go for it. Purple's a great color.
Well, this is for science, everybody.
Actually, you know what? Canonically, purple is William's favorite color.
Yeah. All right, in that case,
Verona's, that makes more sense, though.
Let's do it at the same time. You do the purple, I do the green, William.
All right, fuck it. Down it. Down the hatch. Wait, only one of us are going to be able to...
Good.
Oh, shit.
Wait, did you say one or two?
One of us is... Because Louis only has one reversal, because we're all both right, chugging at the same time.
We're drunk, so only one can be reversed.
It's too late. We're already drinking.
Okay, all right. So. Who's got the purple? Who's got the green?
I got purple.
Purple, William. There's a second William.
Holy shit, you're the sexiest man I've ever met in my life!
I will let you roleplay the second William, because it is still you. So, you have fun talking to yourself.
Wait, did he just like...
I mean, that's literally my fucking job. Right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think this green one's making me see two Williams!
Wow.
Ragnar, okay. Right, I have to think if you're going to notice the effects of your one, Ragnar. You are in a place where... Oh, yes. Ragnar, you hear a small little mutter coming from Hemlock's shoulder.
What was that? What was that sound?
And you look over and you see, Noodle, Hemlock's snake, just talking.
Oh my god.
Oh, you can talk to animals.
He gets parcel tongue.
Parcel tongue.
Oh my god! The cute little snake is talking to me.
The snake looks over.
Ragnar, you can understand me?
Yes.
I thought only. Wow.
Well, I guess I am a bear, so maybe it kind of makes sense. After all this time, I can finally understand animals.
Which one should I reverse, Durs?
Which one's more useful?
I want to talk to the snake.
I'm in the middle of
just
talking to myself.
The captains there. All right. I guess.
You've merged into two people, and you still have the memories of both. You remember being both of them?
Well, okay, so I have shadow clone jutsu. All right, that's cool. I'm going to keep track of that. All right.
That one sounds more useful than talking to animals.
Yeah, shadow clone jutsu. Gotcha.
And there you go. Those are the ones.
All right. Nice. This is an awesome party.
What a great party. You see, Helper is not drinking, but he's having a fun time riding around on his boat. Bike. And everyone's having a great time.
I go up to Duros, and I'm like, hey, Duros, I have an idea. I could turn your shield into a gun so you can have a fucking gun shield.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
That reminds me.
What do you mean Duros. You don't like the sound of that? What?
I know we're at a party right now, but listen, I need to hit your armor with a hammer real quick.
My armor with it? All right, sure.
I just take out a hammer and ding, ding, dong, ding. Guess what? Now you have plus one armor class.
Wait, what?
I used infuse item.
Oh, sweet!
For armor of magical strength. So I'm pretty sure you just get basically plus one.
What?
Sure. Bonus. You get plus one armor class, Duros. You're even more tanky now.
What?
All right, nice. Okay.
All right.
It was enhanced defense, actually. That's what I meant, but yeah.
All right, awesome. Let's test it. I shoot Duros's armor.
Oh my god! All right, roll
attack, I'm drunk at the moment. Okay.
I mean, you're drunk, so roll with disadvantage, William.
Yep. I take out my my pistol and just
Go ahead. 16 does 16. Not hit. It pings
Ping!
Off the armor.
Yeah, it works.
Woo! Oh. Are we shooting at Duros now? Bullet gets her guns out. Let's go!
Whoa. This is awesome. Everybody, take a gun. Start shooting at Duros.
I take a defensive stance.
He's invincible now.
I take a defensive stance.
What is his armor class now? Out of curiosity,
it's 23.
Like 20.
Fuck me.
Pretty good.
That's high. He's still gonna. Still get hit by shit.
I still get hit.
As long as you don't take off that armor, you're good.
We're just unloading into him, yeah.
Holy.
Oh, Verona, do you want me to turn your gun into a better gun? Two guns?
It would not. It would make it into a worse gun.
Yeah, alright, that's fair. Alright.
Yeah. Damn. William, I think I love you!
Bullet says, very drunk.
I have very conflicted feelings either way. William, okay, I am drunk. I just fell in love with Bullet, and I had a discussion with myself. So there is so much existential shit going on right now in William's head.
Bullet's okay. Gonna try and kiss you. I mean,
she thinks
you guys are in love. You confessed your love before. It's gonna happen.
All right, I don't know how to roll this.
There's no roll. It's no roll. It's whether or not you let it happen, William.
I'll let it happen.
How
good
let it happen?
Yeah.
So in the middle of this drunk party, Bullet
armage check.
They like fire their guns off at Bullet drunkenly, like, and you guys just start kissing. I guess in the middle of this drunk party. I'm so sorry, Techie.
What?
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's fine. I said I'm drunk. Yeah.
And. And everyone's going crazy. The party music's playing. People firing guns off. Anything else you guys want to do in this party?
We should really talk to boss. And then I'm ready to go to the new world tonight. Drunk.
I mean,
tonight
we're drunk as shit.
I don't think we're going tonight.
Wait. Who is that guy? That fucking guy. The one that made the little tiny man. The slot machine guy.
The slot machine guy's dead.
Damn it! I wanted to see what else could come out of him.
The little guy is still alive. I mean, he's dancing on the table.
Oh, sweet, hey, man.
Little Ricky.
I'm just okay.
Can I go up to Lissa real quick?
Yes, Lissa's there. She's drinking. She's working on some inventions. She never stops working. She goes,
"Hey, hi, Verona. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the party."
Yeah, it's. Kind of weird. I've been seeing a lot of weird shit, but something happened earlier today at the tournament. I was kind of wondering if you could help me out.
Oh, Verona, you know I'm always here to help you out with whatever it's need. Whatever you need to talk about, I'm here for you.
Do you know any riddles?
Riddles? What do you mean by that? My dad used to tell me a few riddles back in the day, but yeah.
I need to learn every riddle on the planet tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I mean...
I'm never losing a battle of riddles again.
We can, you want to come back to my off... You know, to the workshop and we could just, like, work on riddles all night?
Absolutely.
That sounds good to me.
And she just, like, takes your hand and leads you away. I do it. Briggs, are you... What's the Red Cafe situation? Because we did start half an hour late.
Or we could go for, like, 10 more minutes.
All right, 10 more minutes.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, everybody in the chat is saying Slots is still alive. He just fled.
Oh, is Slots still alive? One of them died.
Yeah, the other two died. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
he's
still alive.
There was a Slot guy and a Dice guy. I think the Dice guy died.
Dice guy died.
Yeah. Okay.
Jimmy's there having a good time. Hey, I'm Jimmy over here drinking.
Jimmy, I'm just going to make you a whole like belt of guns and then you can just have that for the new world. Just there you go.
Hey, ba-ba-ba.
We'll never run out of guns in the new world. It'll never happen.
It's true. You just give him so many guns. You gave him a little shield. You give him guns. Jimmy is just the person who uses the weaponry that you create.
Yep, there we go. He's got a wax shield and a wax sword and a bunch of guns. He'll be all right.
All right. So you guys continue partying into the night unless there's anything else you guys want to do.
I just imagine, like, I've been talking to this snake, like, Mr. Snake, do you like Hemlock? And we have a nice conversation, and at some point, I just can't understand him anymore.
And he's...
Yeah.
You stop understanding each other. This is really sad. I mean, at some point, like, you can see the man with the black and green hair. He's just, like, drinking and partying around, and he's just enjoying himself, even though he doesn't really know why there's a party going on. He's like, yeah, this is great. Where's Big Top?
he's dead, man. Cut off his damn head.
Wait, who's in charge now?
Oh, I am. I puke on the floor after I
Oh, can I still have a job?
Sure. You're vice president of finances.
Promotion as well. This is the man with like the two-tone green and black hair with a
The guy that was in the room.
The guy that was in
Ragnar
the room.
Trying to go to sleep.
The name's Velvet, by the way, if you don't know. You're looking very powerful today. who is your friend? He looks over at Ragnar. He's the one. I remember you.
Hi, I'm Ragnar. I'm a bear.
Oh, you're a bear, all right, mister. And he's very drunk. He, like, walks over and then he falls over to the ground. Oh, it looks like I've fallen over. Maybe I'm going to have a nice little nap. And then he falls asleep.
Okay.
That's him. All right.
Also, I wanted to ask Hemlock one last question before we end it. Is there anywhere we could find devil fruits? Like, how do we find devil fruits in this world? Or, like, buy them?
Oh, I don't know why I would know that.
I don't know. You work for an assassin organization. I feel like weapons are kind of, like, got to be of interest.
Yeah, but that was always a closely guarded... Any information was always closely guarded by V and sometimes Valentine. And unfortunately, that information is no longer accessible. Thanks to you guys.
Got it. Yeah, I just wanted to give Jimmy a devil fruit. I feel like he needs to get stronger. We want him to become one of the strongest.
Yeah, we gotta
one
for Jimmy.
I'm sure if you go into the new world, I'm sure you'll find a devil fruit at some point.
We'll get you a devil fruit at some point, Jimmy. Don't worry, Jimmy.
Hey! That'd be crazy.
Or we could just use an extra person that could get you out of the water.
I need another drink here. I'm starting to sober up.
Okay. You guys continue partying into the night. My out-of-character question here is... Do we want to end it with the party, or do you want to end it with you guys being transported into the new world?
I think maybe ending the party right here is like
okay.
We all
so
go to sleep.
The next
might work. Yeah.
The next episode will be the transport into the new world episode.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Yeah,
sweet. Which is next Thursday. We're back, boys.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
At normal time, right?
So the party winds down. Everyone's celebrating. What an incredible day for everyone, and it is.
I'm going to roll for how bad my hangover is in the morning. Con save. I'm good.
You're fine. But you do wake up next to Bullet. Ba ba ba.
William would not have done anything.
No.
Because that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate.
That is not appropriate.
No, there no. are no. You
there
don't
are
do
limitations.
That.
We don't do
there
that.
There are
here.
Limits. Okay,
guys, we don't do
I
that. Here.
I kissed her and we fell asleep.
Yeah, we
in
totally
the same,
have
like,
never done anything like that.
We've
nope.
never
I
done
imagine,
anything
like
that.
It's like there's a couch in the party. Yeah, yeah. We fell asleep next to each other.
Yeah, we, honestly,
we draw the line at mystery drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, mystery drugs, drunk existential crisis. We don't go beyond that.
We that was what I imagined as well. Just generally, just fell asleep. At the same time.
Yeah, we just like sleeping on the...
Honestly,
we both have a shit ton of guns at our
genuinely,
hands.
Genuinely, I think both of you could completely forget about it as well.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Roll for spooning.
Okay, so...
No.
That's it to be continued.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.